when you're in this school of what you're here for. If you're here trying to get you some grades and a paper, you're losing. All right? If you're here trying to say that you graduated from this school, you can graduate from this school and be a loser. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
We put out, I went back and listened to some of these classes. We put out so much word. And I was about to ask in the last class, in my first class, and I'm not going to do it, so don't raise your hands right now. Don't do it right now, all right, because I just want to make sure we stay on one accord. I don't feel no kind of way, and you don't feel no kind of way about each other.
Yes, sir.
But I was about to ask in my last class, how many people went back and watched the class from last week? Yeah, I know probably not a lot. I know the numbers are probably low. I know you probably got your notes from last week. You went and took your quiz so you can conquer your quiz. And then you got the little notes down so you can pass your test. Right? But you better go back and listen to these things because you got to become something.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you already are. We know that, right?
Yes, sir.
But these words that we're saying in this class are enlightening you. I read the scripture earlier. It says, it is impossible for a man that's been enlightened to go back to anything else. So anytime you go back to anything or any losing attitude, somewhere there ain't no light. The guy said, no, listen, Hebrews 6, you can go read it. Hebrews chapter 6, just write it down, go read it for yourself. He said, it is impossible for a man once he's been enlightened to go back. He said, if that's the case, he crucified Christ. He said he crucified Christ again afresh. So what I'm telling you is this, and I'm really letting y'all go. I ain't about to teach this class. You need to take these classes. I'm not up here. Listen. I care less about your grades. You better care about them. I'm talking about, well, he don't care about what grade I got. No, I don't make them rules. So don't take my word the wrong way. All
right.
But I don't care if you can make all A's and be making F's out there in the streets.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, y'all.
Yes, sir.
And so what I'm telling you is we use the grading system to make sure you're paying attention in class because this is the only way we can do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Like I can't sit there and gauge your spirit.
Right.
You can, though. And so I'm saying to do that. All right, your first year student, you got a whole nother year. Listen, do that. If you allow it, people do it all the time. People come to church on Sundays and Wednesdays just for the sake of doing church.
Yes,
you get it?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm trying to tell you is don't be that way. All right? This information, I go back and listen to some of this stuff sometimes. Y'all think I be coming in here and I be knowing all this word and all that stuff? Man, that stuff be coming out because of y'all.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit be putting stuff out because of you.
Right.
And I learn at the same time.
Right. Yes, sir.
So you know if I go back and watch the class, I don't go back to watch it to hear my own voice neither.
Right.
Right. That ain't always the most pleasant thing. I don't know if you ever heard your own voice before. Sometimes you be like, oh, Lord, turn it off. Can somebody else talk?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right, and it's been years for me. And I just, anybody else? You know what I'm saying? Or I try to like turn it, change the tone of the voice so it sounds like somebody high pitched talking to me, somebody like that. Somebody, it's just your own voice. Right? So, but I don't go back to listen to my own voice. I go back to hear some of that stuff.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying, I want to be everything that I'm supposed to be. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
So, once again, we get some powerful stuff in here, boy.
Yes, sir.
Don't let this stuff pass you by. Don't you take it for granted either.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about me right now. I'm talking about this word, man. Don't you take this revelation we get for granted and then you let it pass you by. You go take it to study and to pay attention. And what's going to start happening is going to become who you are.
Yes, sir.
Then you begin to start manifesting.
Yes, sir.
There's three places, but one of them is a result of the other two. All right, you have being, you have doing, you have done. Be and done are already in place, but if you try to do without being, nothing will get done.
Right, absolutely.
Y'all get that?
Yes,
So you always go back to the B. Y'all got it? Whatever you're studying, you go back to who you are, who I am. Say who I am. All right, y'all remember that. That's key. Now, what I'm going to do is this class, just look on your portal online. Some of y'all might not have ever been on your portal online yet. But go online, and I'll have access for my first class. All right, so what you'll do is they'll set it up a certain kind of way where you go look at my first year class. Is the Church Unusual class. Powerful class, all right? So you go look at it because that's probably, you might have a quiz coming from it. See why we do the quiz now? Because if I just be like, hey, y'all go listen. Okay, Dr. Machel, we all go listen. And y'all go to the car. Right? I understand. Nope. So we'll do a quiz on it. Dash, you hear me?